The last menu to discuss is the D2D menu, which determines what is being displayed in D2D. The three options are QPE, Ratio, and Diff, with the default being QPE. Based on the best practice from the previous slide, it is usually good to start with QPE to get a feel for the high precip areas, and then move to Ratio and Diff to analyze the flash flood threat. When you switch the D2D menu option from QPE to Ratio or Diff, FFmpeg wants to determine what guidance source is being used for the calculation. The default is RFC flash flood guidance, as shown here. However, average recurrence intervals, or ARIs, are a new guidance source option in FFmpeg. To force the D2D display to show ratio or diff calculated against ARI, simply choose one of the various ARI options. Keep in mind this change only affects the display and not the table values. Therefore, it can become confusing if you set the display to use ARIs, but the table uses FFG. So do not forget to always switch your D2D display back to FFG once you are done with the ARIs. There is a lot to learn about ARIs before you start using them in AWIPS. For novices, we recommend you do not use ARIs in FFmpeg, and therefore do not alter the D2D menu guidance source. Rather, wait until you take WalkFlashFlood to learn more.